meetings and protests against war on Gaza. Protesters thrown out as Folkestone Council refuses to discuss Gaza. Eric Segal, Kent Socialist Party. Trade unionists and local campaigners turned up to Folkestone and Hythe Council's meeting on the 1st of March demanding that the council takes a vote calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Abena Rakufo Kelly, Folkestone's mayor, a Labour councillor and chair of the council, said that she had unfortunately mislaid the request for a debate on Gaza. Green councillor Mike Blakemore said, "We do often get asked to make statements or pass motions on national or international issues, and while the position in Gaza is of a different order, I do feel our energies are best devoted to the council and its work on behalf of local people." The joint leader of Folkestone Council, Green councillor Jim Martin, announced that he was minded to write a letter to the Foreign Secretary David Cameron, and that he would ask other councillors to sign the letter. In response, people in the public gallery protested saying we wanted the council to debate the genocide in Gaza, and that a letter was not good enough. The chair tried to shut down the protesters, while ordering the councillors to leave the council chamber, and called the police, demanding that we clear the public gallery. When the police arrived, the director of the council explained that an extraordinary meeting can be held to discuss the call for a ceasefire. We said that we would allow the council to complete the meeting without disruption if the chair would agree to hold an extraordinary meeting to discuss Gaza. The chair refused, saying bad behavior should not be rewarded. As if a request to debate the massacre of innocents is bad behavior. We were then removed from the public gallery. Folkestone Council will be held to account for its refusal to debate the ongoing genocide in Gaza. The call for an extraordinary council meeting will grow so that the voices of Palestinians can be heard in Folkestone Council chambers. We need trade unionist, socialist and anti-war candidates to replace unprincipled charlatans in local councils.